Hello and welcome back to 613. I apologize for the delay. We are in Parshas Yisro. We're up to the fourth Aliyah, and it's another short Aliyah. Next Aliyah, we have the Seres and Dibros, but today it's kind of like a little short introduction, and the Torah begins by telling us, "Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar," that the Jewish people encamped under or opposite the mountain, and then Hashem tells Moshe that the Jewish people, as we spoke about yesterday, are going to be, for me, they're going to be precious, a segula, v'mamlechas kohanim, a kingdom of priests, and we spoke about the connotation of what that actually means. We spoke about that yesterday. But I want to go back onto the idea of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Rashi famously comments that Vayichan should say Vayachanu, that they encamped, but rather it says Vayichan, which is in the singular, in the sense that only there is this one being. And Rashi comments on the fact that there was this Ke'ishachad, the Levechad, there was this incredible unity that they had that preceded the giving of the Torah. The later commentators point out that it's not just a coincidence or a nice thing that before the giving of the Torah there is a sense of unity, but rather it is emblematic of what the Torah itself actually is. The Torah, whereas many spiritual guides, many spiritual books are focused on personal growth, on how I could be the best version of me, which is important and beautiful. But the Torah is much more than that. The Torah is not focused so much on me reaching the highest level of self, but rather there is this higher goal, which is not me, but rather transcending myself, rather seeing myself as part of a whole. That is the goal. The goal is for us to really, truly be one people, for us really to truly be connected in a deep fashion to others. There's a beautiful and famous story that's told about the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, who his son was living in his house. The second Lubavitcher Rebbe was living in his house as a young man, and it was late one night, and the first Lubavitcher Rebbe was learning in his room, and in his office, and his son, young man, was learning in another room, and his son had a young infant who was crying. And the crying goes on for a little while, and eventually the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shneir Zalman of Liadi, he closes his gemara, and he goes and he takes care of the baby. He soothes the baby, he quiets the baby, he puts the baby back to sleep, and then he goes into the other room and he sees his son, this head deeply, deeply, deeply engrossed in learning. And he taps his son on the shoulder, he says, "Did you hear the baby crying?" And he says, "No, I've been learning." And he says, "If you're learning in a way that prevents you from hearing a baby crying, then you're not really learning Torah. If you're learning in a way, if your connection to spirituality is such that you're so engrossed with your own self and even your own self-growth that you are not able to focus on others, then you're not really learning Torah." And that is the significance of Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. It's not just coincidental, it's not just nice unity, and then we get the Torah. No. The Torah is about unity. The Torah is about the ability to see ourselves not as me, but rather as we, to recognize that we're all really part of one organism, we're all part of one whole, and that is the proper way to study Torah. That is the proper way to engage in spirituality, to see, are we coming closer to others? Are we thinking more about others? Are we transcending our own personal needs to be able to make space for others? If we're doing that, then we're on the right path. If we're not, then, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, we are not really learning Torah. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you all tomorrow.